Wake up, British mountains. Wake down where the coal pines grow. Hills must be high up the mountains. She's Waterloo, Georgia.
say. Wait a minute, can I hear you say you're going far away again? Try to think it, I can't take the lonely nights without your
we want to always say is bless your hearts and all your vital organs, especially those organs. And we're glad to be here, and we hope you are. If you're not, don't tell anybody, all right? Where have you been?
Everywhere.
Everywhere? Did you bring anything for me? I heard some people complaining about how hot it is here in Seattle. Hell, it's 78 to us. We live where the humidity is 95 along with the temperature, you know. This is really beautiful. It certainly is. A fine location. A great job. I hope it's a success, and next year we'll get paid. Who said that? That's what Ben said this morning. Actually, Ben found out it was in a winery, and he said, I'll come for nothing. Okay, I've just been doing this while they tune into G minor. We play two tunes in G minor, and that's two less than Danny Grisman, right? This is called the Appalachian Rain, followed by the Tennessee Traveler. Thank you. Here's one from the album called At the Scene, in case you're taking notes. If you're not, you say, who cares? Close enough. It's called Turn Me Inside Out. First number, so as we'd all play the same key, you know. From there on, we hope to think. If you see a lot of dead air, that means that all our brain cells are gone. I think they've already gone. This is John Prine's song we recorded about 12 years ago. We used to do a show together with him at Wolf Trap back in Vienna, Virginia. Nice guy, he really is. It's probably his most famous number. Who am I talking about? Melvin Ferg, don't you know? I love it. Turn him loose in the winery and he doesn't know where he is.
Thank you. what I would do.
Which features Tom Gray on the large brown object back here, which is the bass fiddle. Fact is, we'll take this moment to tell you who everybody is. I just mentioned who that was. Playing a bar of bass, but Tom does that a lot because he can. Makes sense, doesn't it? Tom's been out here for a week communing with nature, saying, "Hey, look at that stream. Look at that tree. Wow, what a mountain." Anyway, Tom enjoys it. He's ruined 6 pairs of pants, but I won't explain that to you. Anyway, I think we call him the master bassist, right? Tom Gray. I stole that for that line, okay. Now we're here on the 5-string banjo. Dressed rather well for a change. Pants have a crease in them, and usually lines have a crease this way, you know. For obvious reasons, right, yes. You know, they always say if you want to hide or pick out something, you know, you do the stripes in a different way. I'm not going to explain that either. But I think he's one of the finest 5-string banjo players there is, Mr. Ben Eldridge. And on the dobro, that's the thing here. Is that for him or the dobro? Actually, he's, well, pretty soon he should know. He's a legend, he certainly is. Pretty soon he's going to be on the home, on the cover of Better Homes and Gardens. But he is the master of the dobro, and he's done more for it than anybody else ever could, Mr. Mike Alvey. And he sometimes stands over on the left, but is now having some sort of an argument back here. He is the newest member of the group, and we hope we can say that 20 years from now, because he is one tremendous talent. Singer, player, guitar player, fiddle, he can play anything up here. So we all remember that in case we want a night off. He's held up Ricky Skaggs for the last 4 years, now he's going to hold us up for several years. Well, that's true. He's still looking for a replacement for you. Did he find one? Did he found one?
Oh, yeah.
He findeth one. He found somebody to work cheap, right? Anyway, we're so tickled to death to have him with us that just we can't hardly stand it, Mr. Lou Reed.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I really can't say that he held me up for that long, because actually he sent me many paychecks, and I do appreciate it. But this guy over here...
You're always the same.
Well, I know. Well, I did go up occasionally. I think I got one raise in 4 years, but it was a big one. This guy you've been listening to, I know he needs no introduction, but when I took this job, I was scared to death of this guy. I really was. Oh, poor baby, right? I know. I was scared of him. No longer. He's a bigger baby than me. We like to refer to this guy as a large guy with a small instrument.
That's another night alone.
Now, to tell you the truth, when I first heard the country gentleman, I was looking at the credits on the album, and this guy sings tenor, which I was very aware of and learned a lot from, and he also sang bass as low as I've ever heard him. To tell you the truth, he really can do it. And he's one of my best friends. Give a nice hand to Mr. John Duffy. We're going to turn Tom loose. We've had him in a cage for a week. Maybe I should say Sally's had him in a cage or up a string or somewhere. And we're going to turn him loose and let him, he's going to show you how you can keep time. Grandfather's clock.
Tom's had a really hard week communing with nature. Have you got it all worked out? These are little. What's in the sky? Is Big Bird up there?
Honorable. those hot air balloons?
Yeah!
Tom probably filled that earlier this afternoon.
Here's a song from the latest Seldom Scene with Jonathan Edwards called Only a Hobo.
Stone Age, called This Morning at Nine.
Church bells are
scene. I do. You are.
Oh, bless your hearts. You all are great people, I swear.
Yeah, check, Bunchy.
Maybe we'll narrow it down and do a couple of ones that don't last too long, is that all right? Well, come on, we're just getting loose. We can't get around this thing. However, we have to conform to certain things. Let's crack the jar for a while.
Made famous a long time ago. It's a real slow, it's Lady's Choice.
We learned it from Dean Martin.
And he learned it from Dean Martin.
He may have.
And he'll do his little famous little imitation here in a minute. I don't mean to give it away, I'm sorry.
If you're lucky.
Okay, well, do the best you can. Sorry, man.
Seldom Seen, recorded live in concert at Bluegrass First Class, 1986. They were recorded on August 9th, 1986, at Bluegrass First Class, held on the grounds of Chateau Saint-Michel in Woodinville, Washington,